ਜੀ ਹਰ ਸਤਿ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ
The guest person when they're out, who are you considering?
Well, actually, I was going to put it before the group and find out what everybody has to recommend. Okay. Do you have anybody in mind automatically?
Not immediately, but I'd have to think.
You have an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Next class, here we go.
Also, you should ask Olga about
these. Say what?
You should ask Olga about these.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're selling them, eh?
Yeah, although she just kind of gave me mine. I don't know if she forgot to charge me for it.
No, you certainly do support the studio like crazy. So.
Yeah.
Right? How many of you are dancing in the Colonial Classic this Sunday? How many are you? So, what dances are being offered at your level? First of all, maybe I should ask this. How many are dancing bronze?
Yeah.
Is anybody dancing a different level from bronze?
Yeah.
Also?
Silver.
Silver.
Then we get to get feedback on our foxtrot and our papa.
Very good. So, in bronze, you have three dances. Waltz, foxtrot, tango in standard.
Oh, waltz, quick step, tango in bronze.
Yeah, right. Foxtrot is silver. And in Latin, it's rumba, cha-cha, jive, and samba, it's silver. Okay. As we're going along tonight, as always, interrupt as frequently as you like with questions. Questions are good. If you have a question, it's probably something I haven't covered and should have, and the whole class should be hearing it. So for the good of the family, bring up any questions anywhere along the way. Last week, when we danced the waltz, we did an exercise where we danced one measure, and then we stopped up on the toes and held it, and then we went on to the next measure. Do you remember that exercise, or have you conveniently forgotten? It is a tough exercise. So, I think it would be a good idea to review waltz, foxtrot, and quickstep. And tango is the one that some of you are doing in competition. But it's up to you what all we do. So, any particular preference for things we cover tonight in the standard part? All right. In that case, find a partner, spread out on the around the room, show me your best waltz. Look at the way you're set up. It looks like we have just one way to go in this room, but I would like you to treat this room like it's a normal competition floor. So choose a wall and dance along it. How many things do you have to think about when you're dancing your waltz in the competition Sunday?
A million.
A lot.
And for those of you who are not dancing the competition Sunday, yes you are, I've entered you all. Just kidding, but pretend. So let's go through the list. What are you thinking about on Sunday in the competition?
Tennis. Body connection.
So stay connected to your partner with your body. What didn't I hear here?
Posture.
What about that arm? Oh, good. Don't let your arm sag. Especially his right one tends to just really droop. So you're too young to sag in here. So
Following.
Do you have that problem? So do make sure that the roles are clear. I want the follower to look really in charge of herself. However, she, of course, is being influenced by her partner. Not controlled, but influenced. Okay? Hey, what else are you thinking about?
Timing
would be important. This is a really slow one, so just take your time. Get the most out of every beat. Milk the most out of every beat. What else? Good. I'd love to see rise and fall, where you scoop low and gradually rise high. But the key word is gradually. Rise and lower smoothly.
Staying on our sitting leg until we shouldn't.
Good. Good. One way of using your musicality really well is use your standing leg as long as you can. Just stay there until it's time for the next one. Don't go rushing from foot to foot, especially in the slow waltz. Somebody should have said smile.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Floor craft, that's more for the leader. However, everybody just kind of needs to be aware of where you're going and make sure there's no one in the way. If there is someone in the way, do you bash them?
Yeah.
Got to be some reason why we're called BAM. So really, really important if someone's in the way to be able to hold your position and wait. And then they'll be out of the way. It's a waltz. Everybody's moving, so it only takes a measure and they're gone. Rise and fall is really, really important. We've just talked about doing it gradually, but that includes also doing the correct footwork. If you're going forward on a one count, make sure you're doing a heel step. That's really important. If you're finishing a chassé, gentlemen, when you do your chassé in the waltz, the last step isn't a one, so it should be toe-heel. It would look really harsh to do a chassé and finish with a heel lead. That's about as subtle as a flying brick. So do not dance chassés and end with a heel. So I'd like to see the leaders do that once without a partner. So leaders, face diagonal wall. We're going to dance just the whisk and chassé. For your whisk, left foot forward, and one, two, chassé, right foot forward, two, and toe heel. That last step with your left foot was a toe heel and then a right foot heel to start the next figure. Do that again. Here is the whisk. And heel, toe, toe heel, heel, toe, toe, toe heel, and then a heel. Put that with a partner, the whisk and chassé. Here comes the whisk. There we are. Good. He's so little, he's hard to see. He's got that dark, hard to see shirt on. Ready? And whisk. Two, three, chassé. There's his toe. One. Good. Do it again. This time the leaders are dancing alone and the followers are going to be the most severe critics they can be. Followers, step back, watch your leader's feet. Make sure you like what your leader does. Followers, you're the judge. Ready? And one, two, three, one, two, and three, one. Is that the one you'd like to go to the dance with? Together, one more time, whisk and chassé. One, ready, and whisk, chassé. Good, good, good. Any other waltz issues before we jump to the next dance? In that case, if your competition partner is here, dance with that person. Otherwise, just swap. I'd like to see one more waltz with a lot of frosting on it. I want to see the polish. Spread out. Show me your best waltz. good. Let's get a better start. How did you do in the waltz in the gold?
But there were only four couples.
Still. On Sunday, yesterday, I was judging a competition in Charlotte, but I was taken off the panel, and Ginny and her partner Alan danced in the gold division and did extremely well. In the waltz, they got second. I had them marked, except I wasn't judging that event. But what I liked so much was, at the very beginning of the dance, I was looking out across the floor. There were about eight couples on the floor because there were several divisions combined. But when they started dancing, they just soared. They dominated the floor for their first swing. That is what you want to do every single dance. Start with a bang. It turns out that the judges can see everybody start. That's really easy to see. And then as everybody starts mixing it up, it's hard to see everybody at once. You have to focus more on one couple or another. So here's the waltz again. Start with a bang. Or a bam. Partners. Here we go again. We're focusing a lot on the waltz right now because this is dance one. In the competition, this is the first dance. This is your first impression dance. It's hard to get back a bad first impression, so you want to make a good one. Leaders, stay where you are. Followers, step away from your partner. Watch his face as your leader dances four bars of waltz without you. Get ready to grade your partner severely. Stand back, it's going to be incredible. Leaders, it's about your face this time. Whenever you're ready. Give them some feedback. With one change this time. Listen, please. This time, leaders are going to do exactly the same thing. And assuming that all the leaders are starting facing diagonal wall, I want their follower to stand in front of them and a long ways off. And the leaders are to keep contact with the eyes as long as possible. So leaders, as you dance towards your partner, I want you to have a Terminator focus until you have to turn to close your feet. Lock in that gaze right at the beginning. Whenever you're ready. Good. Get feedback. So, did she give you a good grade? How was it?
I think he's really into music, but sometimes I see like the two, he didn't dance like the swing now.
Oh, okay, so just like, really exaggerate your twos, good.
Okay.
What I was seeing about eyes-wise is I want you to look there longer, so whoever turns away first loses. It's like a game of chicken.
Okay.
With partner, here we go, just that beginning. One. Good, good, good. Come into the center. What was the huge worldwide dance event of 1978? Huge. Worldwide. I'm trying to be Donald Trump here. Huge.
Please don't.
Saturday Night Fever. I started dancing in 1977, and we're just doing our nice little ballroom dancing in the studios. And then when Saturday Night Fever, the movie, hit in 1978, everybody came to all of the dance studios. I mean, no matter who you are, if you had two legs, you were in the studio. If you were in a wheelchair, you were in the studio. You couldn't move in the studios. And every Saturday night, we teachers all went out to the disco because every club had dance contests, $1,000 first place. We're always competing against each other. And so, always, every Saturday night, whoever wins, $1,000. So one trips to Acapulco, all kinds of places. So it was just fantastic because I'd just been dancing 1 year, and now all of a sudden I was performing constantly. And I never got back to the table after just doing a social dance without drinks lined up. And I don't even drink. So just everybody just buys you stuff. It was really great. So I wish we could have our version of that so you would just get out dancing all of the time. Pardon me?
Are you advocating drink? Is this what I'm
doing? No. Then the drinks are lined up, and I don't even drink. So, but it's really, really important that you perform. What you just did was the leaders performed for their followers. We should also reverse it, except we don't have time. Maybe we'll do it on a Latin dance later, have the follower dance and the leader do the critique. But the idea is perform. And the person who's doing the performing doesn't have to do it necessarily for some coach or judge or something. Anybody can be on the sidelines and just say, watch me, tell me if I look down. Watch me, tell me if I look confident. Watch me, tell me if I look like I know what I'm doing. So just really sell it. You can't do too much of that. I have an identical twin. We used to compete against each other, and it was always back and forth. But then he went off and did cruise ships. He and his wife did travel the world doing cruise ships. And for the first couple of months, they got so much better because they were performing every single night. And then they got so much worse because they couldn't practice and get lessons, and so I left them in the dust. But the important thing is the performing. Just find a way to do it. There was a competition yesterday. It was the DC Challenge was yesterday, right? Sunday? Yeah. And then this next weekend, the Colonial Classic. You got these great opportunities, so use them. It's how you're going to get better. You will always look back and regret that you didn't do more, not that you did too much. It will always be that you didn't do more. So I'm ready to leave the waltz, and we need to talk about performance skills in the next dance. Should we do foxtrot, tango, or quickstep next? Foxtrot. What was new in the foxtrot last week? So we got our foxtrot choreography down to the corner and added the check and weave. Let's do a quick review of all foxtrot from this corner without a partner. Leaders, get thee behind me. Feather step, we're going to dance our whole foxtrot and get down there to the check and weave. Everything matters. Good posture, good focus, good footwork. If there's anything you're not sure about, you would like to ask tonight, not Saturday night. Tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, slow. Reverse turn, slow. Quick, slow. Three step, slow. Natural turn, slow. Quick, closed impetus. Quick, feather finish. Reverse turn, slow. Quick, slow. Hold it right there. We're about to turn this corner. Four steps of a reverse turn. And forward, side, back, and check. He's now standing with his right foot back. Leaders, it's really important that step be small. When you check back, if you take a small step, then you can really move out for the first step of the weave. So do just that right foot step one more time. Step small. And now the weave. Forward, side, back, side, three step. Then do a natural turn in the next corner. Somehow a closed impetus. A feather finish. Hold it right there. You're now facing diagonal center, ready to start the routine from the reverse turn. Reverse turn, slow, quick, quick, slow, three-step, and so on. Let's go back to the very beginning and make sure the followers are as exquisite as their partners. Here we go with our feather. One, two, three, four, slow. Reverse turn, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Three-step, slow. Natural turn, slow. Quick, quick, closed impetus. Quick, quick, feather finish. Here's the reverse turn, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Hold it right there. Now we're going to do four steps of the reverse turn. And again, ladies, the fourth step is going to be a small one. So here's your right foot heel turn. And slow, quick, quick, small. Because that's small, we can now move out with the first step of the weave. And back, side, forward, forward, side, back. Do the weave one more time. I want to make sure the women have three toe steps consecutively. So ladies, start facing the corner. Check forward with your left foot. That's the slow. For the weave, you now go back with your right foot for the first quick. That's toe heel. Now three toes. Left, right, left, then toe heel, and then move that three step, except we can't hear. Back to the beginning, and let's put it with partner. Show me what arrogance looks like. Good. So whatever arrogance looks like, you're not it. So aim for that. That's good. So just, we have a bunch of really decent people here, and your fake arrogance looks like fake arrogance, but it looks like good confidence. Good confidence is a good thing. One, two, three, four, slow. Reverse turn, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Three-step, slow. Natural, slow. Quick, quick, closed impetus. Quick, quick, feather finish. Carefully, the reverse turn. Quick, quick, slow. Reverse turn checked. Quick, quick, check. A one, two, three, four, five, six, slow. Quick, quick, natural. Quick, quick, and so on. Good. Let's start from this corner. If your comp partner is here, stay with that person or go to that person. Otherwise, just swap. Comp partners together. Otherwise, just swap it up. Music. Slow. That was fast. It's funny because everyone danced the feather step and then the reverse turn. When we got to the three step, 67% of the dancers went way ahead of the music. Boom! Three steps will do that to you. So, well, I'm going to do that again. Starting from this corner, when we get to the three step, don't be the one who runs ahead. Here we go again. One, two, three, four, feather. reverse. A slow three step. One. Quick, quick, slow. Good. Come to the center a little bit. The routine you just danced is two sides of the room. How many heel turns for the follower in those two sides? Everybody needs to have a number. He needs to know how many she has. She needs to know how many she has.
Four.
If you want to walk it, feel free. Your life depends on whether you have the right number or not. The question is, how many heel turns by the time we've danced those two sides of the room before we start again? How many heel turns for her, not his?
Four on the first one.
Hold up the number of fingers. How many heel turns does she have? I see a five. I see that's a four. That looks like a five. That looks like none. Oh, that's six. Okay. Six.
I don't know where we're starting.
Okay. So look at it from the beginning. Her first heel turn is on her reverse turn. The second one is on her natural turn. The third one is on her next reverse turn. And her fourth one is in the corner with the reverse turn checked. Then we dance across the short side of the room without any heel turns until the natural, so that would be number five. Then from there, we come back out with a feather finish. The heel turn we do after that is the restart, so five is the exact number we want here. Does everybody see that she has five heel turns? Okay, we're going to start half of you from that corner, the other half from that corner, same partnerships. At the end, I want her to say how many of five were good heel turns. Here we go. Same partner. I'll put the music on. Start whenever you're ready. I want to know how many out of five were good heel turns. Whenever you're ready. Three out of five, one out of five. How many good ones? Do you foresee sometime in the near future where you will have five out of five?
Yeah.
Enthusiasm alone will not get it. I like enthusiasm, but skills will be needed. So, followers, if you want to do a good heel turn, you must step back big enough. Otherwise, when you do want to close your feet, he will overrun you. So you will not step big enough if you're too high. So stay lowish when you dance the foxtrot. Then you have a better chance at a long step, and then the closing action is possible. Change partners, we're going to do one last foxtrot. Pick a partner, pick a corner. Leaders, you have two jobs. Lead good heel turns. If she can't do a good heel turn, you get the blame. If she does a good heel turn, you get part of the credit. Second job, look fabulous. Look better than your partner. I want you to make your partner look like yesterday's mashed potatoes. So... center while you still can. Can the woman while dancing International Foxtrot be sexy?
Yeah, sure.
Have you seen?
Not
pardon me?
Sexy.
So you've seen champion women Foxtrot dancers looking sexy while they were dancing in Foxtrot competition?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you name names? Pardon me? Inappropriate? I'll name names. So there are so many great, great Foxtrot dancers. To me, the ones that come across as sexy most of the time are the ones who are 10 dancers. That isn't necessarily true. There are plenty of exceptions to that. For instance, there's a dancer in Charlotte named Christy Simmons who dances with Andrea Zaramella, very sexy Foxtrot dancer, or Karen Hilton, world famous Karen Hilton. Go on YouTube and look for Karen and Marcus Hilton. So there are plenty examples. My point is, women, you are not just supposed to survive the Foxtrot. You are supposed to do something with it. Pick a character. You can be thinking elegance, class. You can think animal. How do you be an animal and do the Foxtrot? Well, it turns out there's this way of moving which is liquid and still be really presented, but think of your body as being panther-like when you dance a Foxtrot. So these artistic, emotional, passionate images are all really important to have, even while you're dancing these excruciating heel turns. So you want to get the technique done, but keep in mind, competition Sunday, it's not just about getting your feet together. I'd like to see you present the best you can. And there are words that don't seem to go with this dance, but they do. It's amazing how much you can do with a Foxtrot while you're doing all these things. So again, feel free to ask questions if you're trying to figure out, what is this dance about? What does this look like for this? There are lots of options, actually. So find one that works for you, and if you can't find one, ask me. I'll tell you one that works for you, because that's what I do. So that's the Foxtrot. Are there any questions before we go on? Yes, I'd like everybody to come down to the wall here and let's do a heel turn without a partner moment. So everybody stand at an angle to the wall and do back, close, forward, and then do it going the other direction. Go back and forth, dancing heel turns, back, close, forward. You'll need to start close to the wall. There's a little more space here, or pick a brick wall. Good. So when you take your first step back a pretty long step. Good. Keep the heel on the floor all the way in. And then left foot forward. Good. Now you're ready to go back right foot. Keep the heel on the floor all the way in. And step out.
I have times where, like, I practice modeling, and then here at this point, I'm kind of like,
this is a good issue to bring up. Let me talk to the whole class about that. So, listen to this a moment. So the purpose of dancing at the wall is that's the ballroom dancer's version of the ballet bar. When you go to a ballet class, you don't just start dancing in the middle of the floor every single class. You first go to the bar and you practice your warm-up exercises, find your balance, get your body ready to go. Then, for the last half hour of class, maybe go out to the center of the room and dance combinations. Ballroom dancers don't spend enough time at the bar, this kind of a bar. So when you're dancing the heel turn, we find a perfect example of, with the wall there, you can really set good balance and teach your body really good habits. If you're out wobbling in the middle of the floor, you're teaching your body bad habits. So the good habits are the ones you want to physically muscle memorize. When you dance a heel turn, remember you are always to pick up a hip. If you've stepped back with your left foot, then to close the right foot, you pick up the right hip and it brings it right in. Likewise, when you close the left foot, pick up the left hip. So do a few more of them and feel the hip pick up in order to close the foot. Closing the right foot, pick up the right hip, and vice versa. Good. May I do that with you? So left foot back. So we pick up the right hip. Good. And then the other way, pick up the left. Good. So that's one way that you can have better control in the turn. Good. One reason for picking up the hip is heel turns, turn. And the way you control your momentum is to pick up a sock. By banking your turn, you get control with speed. All heel turns have a hip rising like that. Less in the double reverse spin, but there's some of it in everything. It makes a big difference. Again, big step going into a heel turn. Big step. Keep both feet on the floor and pick up a hip to close the legs. It does. Say the last part again.
You stay low.
Yes. Yes. You still do. So going into the closed impetus, he picks up his right hip to close the feet because it still has a left sway. So this does apply to the leader's part when he's doing a closed impetus. Gentlemen, when you close your feet, you're closing your right foot in, so pick up your right hip, and that'll give you a much better closed or later on open impetus. So that hip picking up is vital for whoever is doing their heel turn. Okay. Love to linger longer, but we got other dances to do. So next, the quick step. Yes? I'm sorry, say it again.
When lifting the hip, this ends up happening. Should you kind of let it go a little, or do you want to stay like completely?
That's impossible.
Go right foot and stay perfectly level.
All right.
Was that possible? Pretty good, actually.
So
the idea is, do this with your hands. So the vertical pitch is changing. The horizontal is staying perfectly horizontal. If we actually had a big bar or counter in here, I'd have you slide your elbows to one side or the other. So as the vertical is changing, the horizontal stays horizontal, just as if you had your arms on a counter sliding them. So when she picks up her left hip, she's going to have a change of pitch with her vertical, but the arm should stay almost perfectly level. Same thing going the other way. So we don't want to be too much like an airplane that way. Okay, yes?
For the guy, when the guy's doing the reverse turn, how does he avoid overturning?
The second step of the man's turn is always backing a diagonal. For the reverse turn, he backs diagonal wall. For the natural turn, he backs diagonal center. If the man doesn't know that, he almost always will travel too far around, and then it'll fall over. So it's about getting step two underturned. Eventually, the later the better. Whoever completes their turn last wins. So beginners tend to be anxious about turn, and they just kind of get it around just to make sure they got it, and that's not an ideal way of doing any turn in any dance. Okay. Last week in the waltz, we did a combination of figures, which I didn't review tonight. Do you remember the combination? Yes, we danced a progressive chasse to the right, then a back lock, and then at a corner we did a back whisk, and then a chasse down the next side of the room. I'd rather not go back and review that, but I do want to mention it. So there will be no class next week. 2 weeks from now, we're going to have a guest coach come in who you all get to select. So we'll talk about that in a moment. I will not see you until 3 weeks from now, which would be the 26th, I guess. So I want to make sure that you remember what we've done and can continue to work it in my absence. So are there any questions about that waltz group? Should we go through it again? Okay, quick step it is. Followers on that side, leaders on this side. Leaders, come way over here because we need room to dance that way. Do you see where the center line of this room is? So that's a projection screen there. I mean, a projector up there. Is that a projector in the roof? Okay, so that's our center line. Nothing on this side. So what I'm saying is, ideally, with this quick step you're about to do, your natural spin turn will go close to the wall so that when you dance your chasse and chasse reverse turn, you will not pass the projection line. So we can't quite do that because we need to have room to work for the group. But keep in mind, don't cross the center line of the room. Natural spin turn. One, two, three, four. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow, chasse, slow. Quick, quick, slow, slow, reverse. Quick, quick, chasse, and lock. Slow. Natural turn and back lock. Running finish around the corner. Forward lock. Tipple chasse around the next corner. Natural spin turn. And that is our restart. Does everyone see what to do? Followers, do you want to go through your part alone or go straight to partner? Partner. Partner it is. Eric, do you know who you are without your tag? Good. If your tag is still on at the end of the dance, you weren't doing it right. First without music. One, two, three, four. Slow. Quick, quick, slow, 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 chasse. Quick, quick, slow, slow, reverse. Quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, lock. Natural turn and back lock. Running finish. Lock. And a tipple. Start half of you at that corner, half at this corner. All four couples here, move this way a little bit further. I am setting you up for disaster. What I mean is, as you dance this way, I'm going to set them up so that everybody's going to collide in the middle. I want to make sure everybody sees the consequences of their actions. So, natural spin turn, progressive chasse. Be careful. I don't want anybody actually to collide. I just want you to see the situation in a real competition on this choreography. Couples, come this way more. I'm actually setting you up to run into that group of dancers. Justin. Pardon me?
Justin, if I call him.
Yes.
It is
Justin.
The state court of Maryland.
Yes. So, couples, you are about to dance your natural spin turn, progressive chasse. When you get to the chasse reverse turn, you're going to meet some other folks in the center. Everybody be careful. Collisions are not what we're about. We're about avoiding them. One, two, three, four. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Chasse.
That morning, sun peaks over the mountains, and all the rhinos wrap their eyes for wind.
Good. We got the beginnings of the next BAM formation team. That is so cool. When you meet in the middle, spin and change partners and keep right on going. Really? In a formation, not in the comp.
I'm not like right now.
Would you get in trouble if you did say this? So you're coming, you're there, and we're going, and we just split apart. Charles Schroeder do that a lot.
Yeah, it's considered low grade because it means you couldn't do what you were supposed to do, so you had to take B grade choices. So let's do that one more time. This time, don't start where I put you to start. So couples down that end, start farther. Couples down at that end, start a little farther. This time, I won't stop you. Just wanted you to see what's happening. Whenever you're ready. Come back to the center. Which is more important, talent or persistence?
Persistence.
Have you seen the t-shirt that says, hard work always beats talent when talent doesn't work hard?
No.
Yes.
It's important to remember that. So the greatest champions in the history of ballroom dancing are not the most talented people, whether you're talking Bill and Bobby Irvin, who are in the Guinness Book of World Records for the most wins, or that would be in standard and ten dance, or the Latin champions, Donnie Burns, Gaynor Fairweather. Their coaches have always said about them, not the most talented couples. However, boy did they stay on it. Boy did they work hard. So I want to make sure you know that you will be really happy with your results if you put in the time and keep putting in the time, and otherwise, no chance. So hard work will pay off. Smart work is better than dumb work. So I do want to, while you're working, make sure you're thinking about what you're doing and actually work that. But really important to work in your time this week before the comp. That was the quick step. Can you do 90 seconds without looking bad? Without deteriorating?
Sure. What's going to come in?
No.
Yes.
So that's going to be really, really important. There's... got to be careful about rabbit trails tonight. I'll stay on the topic. So, on the quick step then, make sure you hold a great frame, hold a great personality, move it around the floor nonstop. I would practice it for 10 minutes myself, but that's because I have more time to do it. That's what I do. So, in your case, maybe you don't have time to do a 10-minute quick step. So, in that case, do a 2-minute quick step and just get used to presenting. The last 30 seconds, the judges are still looking for numbers. If you look at the judges at the competition, they have not figured out who they want. It's not finished until the last note has been played, and then they're still scrambling for numbers. I would like to see you all walk on the floor one time with a comp partner. So if your comp partner is here, stay with that person and get off to the side. Otherwise, just change and find somebody brand new. With partner, get off to the side and get ready to enter the dance floor. Should she be on his right or on his left? She should be on his right. Historically, that was wrong, but that's what we do now. Leaders, as you walk onto the floor, make sure you're presenting yourself and your partner. Come on the floor. Have a focus. Good. Place her. Stand 3 steps away from your partner so that you reserve the space you're about to dance into. Any questions so far? Okay. Never touch your partner until you hear music. Unless you decide to touch your partner before you hear music. So what I'm saying is, some people are really good at fast starts. So they think the music is about to come up, they get ready to go, and they just go faster than everybody else. If you can do that really well, that's a possibility. I mean, everything I say here is wrong for somebody somewhere. But there are the general rules. Don't touch your partner till you hear the music. What looks really bad is to take dance position and stand there and wait. Everything just kind of wilts. So do not wilt, just wait. So come to your partner, take dance position. Follower walks to the leader. Good. You've just been dancing. Turn her out under the arm. Hopefully not into another couple. Where's the audience?
I've been told about spinning the girl out that you're not supposed to stand in front of her relative to the audience. Can you comment on that?
Yes.
Is that actually a rule? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
So, Myra, may I? Watch this a moment. So we're dancing along. It's time to turn her out at the end of the dance. I've decided that's our audience, so we'll turn to face that audience. Stay right there. If I'm standing like this, I'm not presenting her, I'm presenting me. And she seems to know that. So you can almost chair a board, but if in doubt, he should stay slightly back. For some of you, that would be too much. You shouldn't turn to face the audience because you're only bronze dancers and that looks like, ta-da, look at me. So you'll have to decide whether that's you or not. Your other option is to turn your partner out and just acknowledge each other. So that could be fine. And then from here, we walk to wherever we're going to do our next dance. So thank you. So let's do that again. Take your position. Decide whether you want to turn to face the audience or each other. Turn her out. Make your choice. Good. Are there any questions on all of that? Okay. Next, we should go to Latin. As usual, I put too much time into standard. Are there any tango questions before we ignore the tango? So can you do your tango with attitude?
Yeah.
Okay, attitude doesn't refer just to postural attitude. It also is attitude in your movement, attitude in the way you hold your partner. So attitude in everything you do, attitude in every action of the foot and the leg. So every dance should have as much personality, as much attitude as it can. The judges are on the sideline saying a little prayer to themselves. Oh, I hope I can tell the difference between them. Oh, I hope I can tell the difference between them, because they can't. So every little thing you give them makes a difference. A smile. Ah, finally somebody smiled. I'll mark that. So it is in everything. I don't care what it is. Give them a reason. Ideally in the tango, you wouldn't smile as much. You're just focusing on giving them the eye. Somebody just gives somebody the eye all the time. But if you don't have the eye to give them, a smile is the next best thing. What I'm concerned about is that if you're not smiling, you'll look like you have thinking face. Thinking face is really bad. So the opposite of passion is thinking face. So have a face of some kind. Yes?
Not visibly counting.
You don't like that? Yeah, we were both at the same competition this weekend. So couples going on the floor, and you can see their lips moving, and you can count right along with them. So that's distracting, obviously, and it means you're in your brain and not in your heart. I want to see soul dancing when you're dancing, not thinking, calculating dancing.
Is that the lesser of the two evils, though, compared to being off time?
If you're off time, you're irrelevant. Yeah, so you're not in the competition if you're off time. That's all.
Bad posture, you better hope that the...
Yeah, that was Rosendo from Fumero said, if you have bad posture, you better hope the other couples are off time, because that's the only thing that trumps bad posture. So the timing thing, these judges don't have a lot to judge you on, so that would be an easy giveaway, so be careful about that. There was a couple dancing in an 8-couple final this weekend who was way out of time with the music, but everything else was better than everybody else. So because some other couples were really, really bad at other things, the music actually didn't matter as much for that for them. I put them like 5th. I didn't put them last. But most judges, if you're out of time, would automatically try to find the lowest place to sink you to. So music is obviously important. Let's go to your Latin dances. In the rumba, does anybody want to change shoes? If you've got shoes to change, now's the time. In the rumba last week, we started our routine on the diagonal, so we'll reinforce that tonight. In the cha-cha, we added in the special chassés for the leader, the slip chassé, and we'll review all of that. Let's do rumba first. My biggest concern with rumba is that you won't be definite enough with your timing. So in the rumba, hit it. Every single step, hit your beat, show the beat. I'm going to get some music. Once you've got a partner, dance some rumba and let's see what's what. Where's your audience? Can somebody help Ginny, please? She wants to know what diagonal. So give the diagonal an actual name. What line, alignment in the room is the diagonal we seek? Diagonal, which diagonal against the line of dance? Yes. So you choose the wall that you're about to present to. In this case, I would present to this wall. You start. He's facing diagonal wall against line of dance. That way, at the end of the Alamana and closed hip twist, we're presenting to that audience. Even though that's not the judges you are presenting to, it's the ones on the other side of the room who are going to mark you, you need to show that you can present to an audience. Okay? The world champion, Sammy Stopford, said the key to winning, it's 95% bullshit. So, we'll use the word bluff. Bluff. Whatever you don't have, bluff. I want to really see you selling everything and overselling. It's just too easy to lose a competition to somebody who had some little bit of showmanship you didn't have. So I'd love you to have the goods, and we're going to keep working on the goods. But in the meantime, put wrapping on it so nobody cares about the goods. It's called the halo effect. When you're on the dance floor, you walk on as if you've already won. You've got the best costume, you look better than you've ever looked in your life, and you sell that choreography and your presentation of your partner like it's the most wonderful experience in the world. So I want you to win the Academy Award. You are a world champion on Sunday. And then you've got it made. All the other stuff will fill in. Change partners and let's do another rumba and do it even better.
Absolutely.
The rumba is the most sensuous dance of them all. The formula for being sensuous is on every single step, you get your foot into position as fast as you can and use the rest of the time to move your hip. Step and ooze. Step and ooze. So with this music, stop the foot and keep the body going every single step. three, four. Two, three, four. Keep your body moving. Gentlemen, be sexier than the women. Was that a good rumba or a bad rumba, rumba to present to? Pardon me? Was that piece of music, was that a good or a bad piece of music for you to present or compete to? So this would definitely be an old style rumba. So 15 years ago, this is the kind of music that everybody was competing to. And occasionally they'll play another one. This weekend we had a whole bunch of this stuff. This is a really old school DJ. So I just want to make sure you're ready for that. So that when you hear that music, you don't think primal African drum beats. You don't hear Cuban in it. What you hear is 101 strings playing their violins. So that's not what most people think of as ideal rumba right now. But it's really important for you to dance your ideal rumba no matter what you get. So practice to the best music you can. Then when you get music that's not ideal, you still got the real stuff in there, and that's what you're producing, even though that's not what you're currently hearing. Is everybody clear about that? Have good music. Have music that turns you on. Know that music. And then bad music won't matter to you because you've got the good music in your soul. Let's go to the cha-cha next. Let's do a quick review of the man's feet positions for this because we added new stuff last week. So followers are on this side. Leaders are on this side. Leaders, we're facing diagonal wall against the line of dance. Dance a right foot forward lock to get started. And four and one. Forward check. Remember to turn that toe out. That's the best braking mechanism. Then from there, the slip chasse. Back, slip, close. Do that in a macho fashion. When you send that leg back, it's a long ways back. Stand well and send your hip back when you do that. So your job is to be the cockerel, the rooster, going around the barnyard. So here comes our forward lock to get it started. Strut and cha-cha-cha, two, three. Cha-cha-cha, two, three. Closed hip twist, two, three. Cha-cha-cha, slow down here. From that back rock, it's a twist chasse. And four, one. Rock forward, toe turned out. This is the hockey stick, ronde. The leg goes behind, then move the foot side and close. Repeat that one. Two, three. Cha-cha-cha, and then finish that hockey stick. Then we'll dance the three cha-cha-chas. After that, do the half basic to the natural top. This is the other ronde chasse. So check forward. Two, ronde. Four, and one. That ronde chasse ends to the side, and then we natural top from there. Partner up, and let's see all of our cha-cha chassés with partner. One, two, three. Cha-cha-cha. Slip chasse. Cha-cha-cha. Two, three. Closed hip twist. Two, three. Four and one. Twist chasse. Cha-cha-cha. Ronde close. Cha-cha-cha. Two, three. Cha-cha-cha. Three cha-cha-chas. Four and one. Two and three. Four and one. Two, three. Four and one. Two and three. Four and ronde chasse, ending to the side, natural top. Two, three, four and one, two, three, four, and one, two, three, closed hip twist, two, three, four, and one, two, three, hip twist chasse, rondé chasse to do an alamana. Here we go again from the beginning with music this time.
Everybody get up.
One, two, three. Two, three. Two, three. Closed hip twist. Hockey stick. Cha-cha, one. Rondé, chasse, natural top. Close hip twist. Rondé, chasse for the alamana. Hand to hand. Three cha-cha-chas. Two New York. Change partners.
We're stuck in the natural topper.
Everyone, go get something to put on your head and hold there. A hardcover book would be ideal. If you need to, get a shoe, but I'd rather something with a little weight and stability. You'll be holding it on with your hand. An iPad is the perfect weight, but the wrong idea. Don't do an iPad. We want something that's expendable. Is that a notebook? Good, it's not an iPad. Good. That's good. I've seen that in places. That's amazing. I've seen it. I never understood it. You just have a sense for that that you develop. Nobody's born being able to do that. It's something you just.
Oh.
And it's the best posture I've ever seen on you. So good. Do that. Good. That's why I'm having it. This is why I'm having everyone else do this. I'd like you to have something that has some form to it, hard, not soft. So, the jacket might be all right, but the idea is have something that you... The Mad Hatter. So, now, if you need to hold it, and I think most people have to hold it, dance your cha-cha and hold it there, but the idea is to keep you aware of your vertical axis. Dance up into your hat, up into your book, whatever you've got there. Dance up into it all the way through. So probably one hand is holding partner, the other hand is holding whatever's on your head. Get ready, let's dance our cha-cha that way. Here we go. One, two, three. Cha-cha, one, two, three. Vertical axis. Two, three. Look at Eric. Eric doesn't need to hold it.
Right?
He grew up carrying stuff on his head.
Nowhere.
He could dance his whole cha-cha routine and never take that off his head.
Oh, man.
I've never seen that in my life.
Look at him.
That is so Cirque du Soleil. That's incredible. Good, good, good. Does everyone understand the point of that exercise?
Yes, put Velcro on your book. Velcro on your head. I guess it'll work.
Here, I'll take care of it. Do you understand that that would be valuable in every dance you do? Difficult in the jive. So if you dance the jive and your head's going up and down, we don't want your head going up and down too much in jive anyway, but harder. But there's some value to that. So just remember things that make a difference. Go for them. Use those techniques. Is there any question on the cha-cha before we leave that? Okay. The biggest disadvantage to practicing with something on your head is now you're moving cautiously, and I want you to move with assertiveness. So make sure you attack everything. So once you've found that vertical axis, then get moving with it and really go for it. But we need to get to another dance. So we talked about doing the bronze jive tonight. Is that still a good plan?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that without a partner first. So thank your partner and separate. Followers are that away. Annie, may I lead you through this? Follow us through the complete bronze jive routine. We're dancing it together to make sure you can see what everything is in case there's something here you don't already know. So we're starting in open position. The first figure is the whip throwaway. Back rock. One, two, three, a four. One, two, three, a four. Then the whip. Three, a four. One, two. The mooch is next. One, two, three, four, five, six. Back rock and change sides. Rock, step. Flick, step, flick, step, back, rock, and the jive walks. One, two, three, a four, slow, slow. Quick, quick, underarm turn. Three, a four, other way. Whip throw away again. One, two, three, a four, one, two, stop and go. One, two, three, a four, one, two, three, a four. One, two, three, a four, one, two, hip bump. One, two, three, a four, one, two, three, a four, three, change of places left to right. Changing hands, the American spin two times. Three, a four, one, two, three, a four, change of places left to right. And then we start our routine from the beginning with the whip throwaway. Thank you. Which figures have you never seen before or done before? I'm sorry? So about half of them?
In social,
have you done them? So just by different names, maybe a little different. Uh-huh. Eric, anything you recognize you haven't done? Okay. So raise your hand if you recognize most of it and have done most of it. Okay. Raise your hand if it's about half. Raise your hand if it's less than half. Okay. So, let's go through the most problematic figures. Raise your hand if you've done the whip throwaway before. So, I believe most people have done that. Let's do that from the beginning. So, leaders, for the whip throwaway, back rock. One, two, chasse, cross, side, chasse. With a partner, that'll turn about 360 degrees. From here, do it again, but this time we'll keep hold of the partner. It'll just be a whip, not a whip throwaway. And, one, two, three, a four. One, two, three, a four. The mooch. One, two, flick, step, back, rock, chasse, back, rock, flick, flick, back, rock. Now the walks. Back, rock, two chassés, two slows, four quicks. One, two, three, four. So is everybody up with us so far? Anybody left behind on any of those figures? Okay, in that case, let's go to the stop and go. Gentlemen, starting with your left foot, back rock, one, two, chasse forward, and then forward rock and chasse back. So it is one, two, chasse, one, two, chasse. So it looks something like the cha-cha, just on the opposite foot. So the timing for this should take 8 counts. Back rock again, one, two, three, a four, five, six, seven, eight. One, two, chasse forward, rock, step, chasse back. So that's the stop and go. Ladies, you're part of that. And back, rock, turn the chasse, back, rock, and other way. One, two, three, a four. One, two, three, a four. Partner up and let's see the stop and go. This figure begins with a one-hand hold, but beware. When having a one-hand hold in the jive, stand closer to your partner than you think. Then when you do the back rock, you won't be too far apart. So here is the stop and go. And back, rock, under. One, two, other way. Back, rock, under. One, two, three, a four. May I? Watch this a moment. For the stop and go, we pretend we're going to do a normal underarm turn. One, two, one, two, three. But I'm catching her on her shoulder blade. We dance our rock step. One, two, then just send her back where you got her. Whoops, the other way though. So let's do the first one again.
Okay.
So we have one, two, turn left. Then one, two, turn right. That's it. Good. So that's the stop and go. Let me see that again. Thank you. Ready? Just the stop and go. And one, two, under the arm, check, and other way. One, two, three, a four. One, two, three, a four. Change partners. Okay. On this stop and go, remember, the confused man always says no. Make sure the judges can read your intent. Gentlemen, when you dance the stop and go, like a terminator, focus forward. When you finish the first chasse, you have two choices. Stay forward or turn and look at your partner. I would do one of each, with the turn being the second one. But make sure you've got a very clear focus as you're dancing this stop and go. Here we go again. Two of them. Ready? And one, two, three, a four. One, two, three, a four. One, two, turn your neck. One, two, three, a four. One, two. Excellent. Next is the hip bump. With the hip bump. Yeah. We've just finished two stop and goes for the hip bump. Rock, step, chasse, chasse. All we're doing is just a basic step side by side, and because it's side by side, it sends us into each other. So in the competition, it's particularly competitive if you let go with both hands and let the arms go some kind of a shape like that. It's also kind of hokey. Thank you. It was so funny. The children, this competition, it's the first competition, national qualifying event where they've allowed you to let go with both hands. And the kids all got the email. So they get to the hip bump and they're all reaching for the stars. And it's just so funny and cute. And they're like 10 feet off the floor and so on. So anyway, let's do the hip bump. Release or not release, I don't care at the moment. Just as long as you understand the figure. Ready? And back, rock, chasse, chasse. Rock, step, chasse, chasse. Good. Change partners. Change hips. With music, the hip bump. Ready, and back rock, hip, hip, back rock, chasse. Good. Now we're combining two stop and goes, two hip bumps. Stop and go first, two times. Ready, and a one, two, under the arm. One, two, three. Hip bump. Underarm turn. Ladies, when you do the stop and go, do you turn left or right first? It is to her left. So for the stop and go, she turns toward her left first, and then she returns by turning right. On the hip bump, do you turn left or right first? Followers again. Again, for the hip bump, she turns left to come in and right to go back out. The underarm turn which follows that also turns left. So it's just a continuation of that theme. So you have three figures in a row that all turn left, left, left to get them started. Just want to make sure it's clear which way that underarm turn goes at the end. Let's do this one more time. Stop and go twice, hip bump twice, and then the underarm turn. And that, for the moment, that'll take us back to the beginning. We'll do our whip throwaway. Okay, here we go with music. Myra, do you have a question? Yes. So when we finish the second hip bump, then we do one underarm turn. Then we'll go back to the whip throwaway. That'll be our restart.
Okay.
Stop and go two times. Ready? And one, two. One, two. One, two. One, two. Hip bump two times. Underarm turn. Whip throwaway. Whip. Mooch. Jive walks. Change of places. Whip throwaway. Stop and go two times. Hip bump. Change of places. Whip throw away to restart. Good. Come this way. The reason why I chose that piece of music is because I would consider that a rhythmic jive. So in there, there's a very clear... It's very, very rhythmic. But what turns me on rhythmically may not be what turns you on. This weekend at the competition, the DJ had the most terrible jives I've heard in 40 years of competitions. So we kept having, nope, not that one, nope, not that one. We had to keep going through jives so we found one that was appropriate for the kids or whomever. So make sure, again, you've got music that turns you on to practice to. Make sure it's the right tempo. That's too slow, so we haven't gone full speed. But be listening for music wherever you are. At the competition, you hear something you like. Nothing more flattering than to go up to the DJ and say, that's really great. What are you playing? What is that? And write it down and get it. So just make sure you're developing music that moves you. If you don't have music that moves you, you won't be an emotional dancer and you won't move your audience. So you have to be moved to be able to move your audience. We have done tonight the rumba cha-cha jive. We have not done samba. So when we get together in 3 weeks, we'll see where you are, because that will be the week before DCDI. That'll be our last lesson before DCDI. Who would you like to have as the coach when I'm not here on the 19th? So we have possibly Sergey, who is one of the coaches over at Capital. He has a class on Monday nights, but we might be able to talk him into liking us better than them. Or Demeter, where does he teach?
Mainly at Crown, but also at Capital, independent instructor.
So Demeter is married to Anna Miked. I don't think we can get Anna Miked, and I'm not sure we should, since she's primarily standard, and I think you need somebody who does standard and Latin. Does anybody else have any nominations? There are women coaches who are possible. Natasha, who teaches at Capitol Ballroom. I don't think we can get Jana, but we can always ask. So anybody have any preferences? Is there anyone you've seen in the past you'd be intrigued to work with, or someone you worked with in the past you'd like to have them come back again?
Okay.
The red streak?
Yeah.
On purpose?
Yes.
She has long fingernails.
She has dark hair and a red streak, a very...
Mary and Nicole?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Oh, I was thinking of somebody in Washington, D.C.
Oh, wow.
She's from Connecticut.
Wish list here.
So she might come down for just 3 hours. Marianne Nicole is one of the top coaches in the world. I'd love to have her come in here and just stay for a few weeks. So, let's be realistic. Every pro couple in the United States wants to work with Marianne Nicole. Raise your hand if you think Sergey would be a good choice. I understand that some of these people you don't know, so my last vote is going to be raise your hand if you don't have a vote. So, but second Quinn is how many think Demeter? Some of you may know him, Nana. Okay. Raise your hand if you think Natasha. Skorakova. Yes. She has
long hair, but like
it's asymmetrical. She's the world 10 dance champion with Nikolai Pilipinchuk, and she teaches group classes regularly at Dushore Capital. So we'll put some I think we've heard all the nominations, we've heard the votes, so we'll have somebody here. It'll be a really great class. All of these people we're putting up because they would be fantastic and different from what you're used to. So these are all people very different from me, and that would be great for you. So have a great time this weekend at the competition. Again, if you can't compete, still go and watch and learn and get the most you can from it. Thank you all very much. Have a good couple of weeks. Good job. You got the announcements?
Colonial Squad, there's a package going out today.
Last week you did a chassis.
Because the Metro bus does not run at 7 a.m. on Sunday. We will be